Senior Player Interviews tonight are brought to you by the Ipava State Bank, locally owned and operated since 1902. Ipava State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. A little breakdown of some of the seniors for this coming season. We have Evan Otto, also Nathan Petty, and Bryce Adams. And first of all, gentlemen, we appreciate it. Great job getting up to week one of football tonight. I know you're excited coming into the season. Just first of all, mention your parents' names.
Jeff and Jill Otto. I'm Evan.
All right.
Tom and Amanda. I'm Nathan.
All right.
Willie and Debbie Adams. I'm Bryce.
All right. When you take a look at a lot of things, what will you remember kind of about last season and bringing it to tonight, you know, to the game, all the hard work, all the fan support and those type of things? What do you be kind of think from last year, Evan, heading into your final senior season?
Well, you know, with just such the, you know, great season we had last year, we know we're not going to get it. You know, no one's going to come out and lay down for us. We have a giant target on our backs. Coach tells us that every day, so we expect everyone's best, and we plan on taking it one game at a time and hopefully getting back to the playoffs again this year.
Absolutely. Nathan, what it means to you coming in as a senior this year?
It means a lot. We worked hard, and I hope we can make it as far as we did last year.
Absolutely. Bryce, what about all the hard work put in the off season? What's the senior's season going to mean to you?
It means a lot to me. I just hope that we go as far as we did last year.
All right. Rapid fire. We're going to begin with a couple of different questions. We're going to talk about maybe the biggest improvement in your position. This year you're learning the tight end position, so you've had to learn that. But being in the secondary, what's kind of the biggest improvement there?
My biggest improvement would probably be on just open field tackling, breaking down, you know, learning not every hit has to be a big hit. You can just, you know, if you come up and you make a hit, you make a play, regardless of how hard you hit them. If they're down, they're down.
Absolutely. Nathan, what about you? You played really both sides of the football. What have you learned with the offensive line? Let's talk a bit about that. What's the improvements that you have made there?
I've just become a better pass blocker and run blocker. And we have a big team, so a lot of competition.
Absolutely. Bryce, what about you? Last year you played the sniffer, the blocker last year. This year a little bit more defensively. What's kind of the assignments and things that you look forward to improvement in as a linebacker?
Open field tackling.
Anything else that what you worked in? Have you worked on some speed stuff? You know, reading plays a little bit either.
Yeah, we've worked on a lot of conditioning and reading the plays and guards and stuff.
All right, let's talk about a favorite moment. Something maybe from last year. Something that sticks out as you get to your senior season here, Evan. Anything from last year's playoffs? Any game? Metamora? You know, those type of things.
Yeah, Metamora was huge. But I got to say, probably my favorite moment was the modern day game right over here. It's, you know, it's forever going to be with me, and it's just one of those games you're never going to forget.
It's kind of like, I know we're doing the broadcast up in the booth up there, it kind of like stopped in time. You know, you're waiting for that official to make the call, and then it's, you know, victory, so you're moving on. It was one of the better moments. What about you, Nathan?
I'd say the Columbia game, just the comeback, was really fun to play in and have it happen.
Absolutely. What about you? Favorite moment? Any kind of thing there? You kind of look at, because, and how do you keep your emotion in check, those type of things as well? It's hard to get not caught up in that, right?
Yes, it is. And my favorite one was Metamora. We played against them, like with the fans and everyone just going crazy.
And what'd you think about it? The Jace scoring at the end of there, that was excitement. And I had the highest respect from the Metamora folks, which is rare when you're over there, because they paid a lot of respect to your football team. And I thought that was a huge turning point of the season. Let's talk about any kind of superstition. Do you have anything that you do game day? You eat, you have certain socks you got to wear, anything like that, Evan?
I'm not too superstitious. I like to keep my routine the same, though. Everything from in the morning I get up to, you know, getting dressed and brushing my teeth. Just, I like to keep everything in a routine. Not so much superstition, just keeping my body kind of in a routine.
Absolutely. What about you, Nathan? Anything different you do, or it's kind of like he talks about a little bit, the kind of they stay the ordinary?
Kind of the same. I just like to go through the day just with whatever is happening.
Bryce, what about you? You get a little nervous? You get excited early in the morning, getting up and going to school, and then anything you do differently like that?
I know I get nervous right before the game every time. That's about it.
That's a good thing. Let's talk a bit about favorite food. Anything that kind of sticks out that you enjoy better than any other?
I probably have to say a really, really well-cooked ribeye would probably be mine.
All right. What about you, Nathan?
I'd say spaghetti.
Spaghetti? Game day, you eat a lot of spaghetti or anything like that?
Yeah, I like spaghetti.
Bryce, what about you?
Subway.
Subway? Yeah.
Yes.
Man. You like marinara meatball or anything?
Oh,
like
yes,
that?
I do. Good I do. Like I love that.
Me too, man. One of the things, let's talk about who has had the biggest impact in your life. We'll talk about that. Our halftime is brought to you by the Apiva State Bank. We're with Evan Otto, Nathan Petty, and Bryce Adams. Who had the biggest influence impact in your life?
Probably the biggest impact in my life would have to be my grandpa. He's taught me everything, you know, maybe not so much from a football standpoint, but just to be a man and how to, you know, act on and off the field, how to just handle yourself. And I really owe everything that I am and probably ever will be to him.
Absolutely. Nathan, what about you? What's kind of the biggest impact in your life?
I'd say Coach Pearson, because he taught us to work hard and showed us that if you work hard, you can be great.
Absolutely. Bryce, what about you?
I'd go with my dad because he's been there for all my football games and any sport I've ever been in.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk finally some plans after you graduate. Go on to school, maybe a profession you want to get into, Evan?
Right now, I'm leaning more towards the military. I go into the Army to maybe become Special Forces, a Green Beret. But it just depends how the season ends up and where I risk offers from school. Just everything kind of is just up in the air right now for me.
Absolutely. Nathan, what about you? Anything you're looking for profession-wise, maybe going to school?
I'd say a trade school, you know, construction or electrician, something like that.
Absolutely. Bryce, what about you? What's your goals or something after you got to graduate? You want to go on to school someplace?
Yes, I do. Spoon. I want to do something to do with welding.
All right. Gentlemen, I told you it was easy. We appreciate it. Have a great senior season. And again, with us today, Bryce Adams, Evan Otto, and Nathan Petty, the seniors, 2017. It's brought to you by the Ipava State Bank, locally owned and operated since 1902. Ipava State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.